Hello, welcome to Perry on Privacy. Today I'm going to be talking about spam and a report from F-Secure that came out last Wednesday saying that spam click-through rates are up in 2018 over 2017. And it's not a big increase, but it is an increase, and I think that's concerning overall. What this basically means is more people are clicking on links in spam emails, and this can be a very dangerous behavior because all sorts of malicious code could be injected and installed on the machine. And there's also a lot of phishing emails that I think have really seen some more success in recent years. And a sort of phishing email is something that is made to look like another site. So you could make one that looks like PayPal, for example, and build a website on a domain that's something like, XYZ dot secure dot login dot PayPal dot authenticated login dot com, and put a sort of SSL certificate on there, make it look just like PayPal, and trick the user into providing their login credentials. And that's what a phishing email is. And I think there's been a lot more of those. That's one of the things they stated at the F-Secure report, what's working. Also, another thing that's working for spammers is having a subject line free from errors. So usually people can recognize spam because the grammar, punctuation, or just general spelling mistakes, really. If spammers learn to improve that, and it looks like they are, it improves the success rate of the spam message by 4.5%. So just doing a little spell check can have some marvelous benefits for spammers. So the probability of a recipient opening an email increases 12% if the email claims to come from a known individual. So making emails look like they're coming from people that you may know or well-known people is also in helping increase click-through rates. And this is something that I think is concerning. My advice to people is always, if in doubt, do nothing. I do get a lot of people send me emails, is this spam? Should I trust this? And more often than not, I'd say it looks fishy. Don't do anything. And something else you can do, usually if you get a message from a company saying that it's important, usually there's a lot of urgency with especially with phishing emails that's implied in the message, so people click the links in the emails because of that sense of urgency. But if you just avoid that procedure and go straight to the website, it sort of minimizes that risk completely, as you're no longer clicking the link in the email. So clicking links in emails are very dangerous, and I know at the XYZ where I work, we've had a number of recent improvements to help secure people's email accounts, and one of them has been to sort of disable links in emails once an email has been categorized as spam. So if something has been delivered to the spam, then the links in that email will not work. The user will have to actually drag that email back into the inbox or a non-spam folder so that they can interact with the links within the email. And so that's just one of the things we've done to improve the security and protect people from these sort of malicious emails. We've learned a lot about spam over the years. And I remember something that didn't work quite so well was a sort of idea we had where we had a lot of people getting compromised mailboxes a few years ago through phishing emails. So trying to sort of educate about phishing emails, we made a sort of campaign that was like a sort of a phishing email but designed to trick people. And then it was sort of, oh, this was a phishing email. If you had have done, you've just done this, but really this was just a test and designed to sort of show you what a phishing email could be. And it didn't work out too well. We got a lot of sort of unhappy people, concerned people, distressed people, and it really backfired. So that wasn't really a good idea. But I think our new improvement is a much better idea, and it definitely helps mitigate the risks of all these viruses and malicious emails coming through, because it seems like people are clicking more and more on these things, and once spammers know that they're clicking on them more, they're going to start building more of them. And I think we can expect to see a lot more spam, and I think we can also expect to see it sort of evolve, not from email, but onto sort of social networking sites, direct messages and things like this. Email's got sort of a 40-year history. It's had lots of improvements over the years to help prevent spam. And I know talking to other providers in the email space over the years, a few years ago, they really thought they were going to crack the spam problem and it was going to be sort of no spam in email. It hasn't happened, unfortunately, but there have been a lot more improvements to the email system, so that there's a lot more trust with known providers going backwards and forwards. And this definitely does help, but it hasn't resolved the problem. And people are still clicking on those malicious links in emails. So just remember, if in doubt, do nothing. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.